elite. After the prophets, alayhim salam. The most elite. After the prophets, alayhim salam. Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are back once again with our program The Most Elite After the Prophets. Today we bring another new episode before you, another new topic before you. Inshallah, Zawajal, we learn further about the excellences, about the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, virtue of a person depends on how reverent he is towards all those things that are associated towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The more one is highly ranked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the more reverent he would be towards all those things that are associated to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we talk about those things which need to be held revered, which need to be held honored, which need to be held respected in one's sight, which are associated to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then the foremost and the most important thing is his household, is the Ahlul Bayt. And when someone, of course, attains a rank, it cannot be attained without having profound love for the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when we talk about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who's the most elite after the prophets, the love that he had for the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is beyond our imagination. Our intellects cannot comprehend the level of love and reverence Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at the same point, at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also had profound love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that fortunate companion as well who was loved and respected by the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about being related to someone, when we talk about having relationships with others, there are certain relationships which we don't have any control upon, meaning that they, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are bound upon us. We're bound by those relationships from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't have any role in being related to those relationships, or we don't have any kind of authority of whether we want to be related to them or not. For example, our siblings, our brothers, our sisters, our paternal uncles, our paternal aunts. These are those relationships upon which we don't have any control, and we are bound by these relationships by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there are certain relationships that we build ourselves with others. For example, when we engage ourselves into a relationship of a marriage, when we marry ourselves or even our children into another family, then of course this is something which is to some extent within our own control, that who do we want to be related to. And when it comes to these kinds of relationships, then of course we won't have any kind of relationship with someone whom we don't get along with, whom we don't like. We of course would like to have a relationship with someone whom we love, whom we have affection towards, whom we hold revered, whom we hold honored. So this also shows the deep affection between the two sides when they are related to each other from this perspective as well. Because it's very understandable that I won't marry my son or my daughter to someone's son or daughter whom I don't like. Of course, I would tie relationship with someone whom I love. So from the same perspective, inshallah, Zawajal, today we will try to see the relationships of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which will again highlight and show how honored Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the sight of the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how honored the household of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the sight of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because if this wasn't the case, then they wouldn't have so many relationships that we will inshallah zawajal be talking about going forward in our episode of today. But before that, as usual, let's enlighten our hearts by listening to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that whoever likes that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he's presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should send salutations upon me in abundance. So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us the way of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we're presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want for Allah Almighty to be pleased with us, then what do we need to do? We need to recite salat, we need to send salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will be talking about the relationships that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had with the blessed household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And through this, we will try to establish the profound love these both parties, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the household of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had for each other. So the first relationship that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very, very close one. What was it? He married the apple of his eyes, his beloved daughter, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So you can imagine that how beloved Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he married his daughter Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha to him, and how beloved Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he also married his daughter. The second relationship is the blessed wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Maymuna binti Harith radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the wife of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidatuna Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha. They both were sisters from the side of their mothers. So their mother's name was Hind binti Auf, and she was also known as Khala binti Auf. So this way, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu were the husbands of each other's wives' sisters. So this is also a relationship that was established between Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the wife of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the wife of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they both were sisters. Another relationship, that the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the nephew of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As the paternal aunt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the grandmother of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib, Safiya binti Abdul Muttalib, and Abdullah bin Zubair bin Safiya binti Abdul Muttalib. So this is also a beautiful relationship that gets established between Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the blessed household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The grandson of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the nephew of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another relationship is that the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the paternal grand aunt of the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who we just mentioned in our previous narration as well. So from this perspective, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had two relations with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Due to Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha being his wife, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the great grand uncle of his, and due to him being the nephew of Sayyidatuna Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also the uncle of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abdullah bin Zubair bin Safiya binti Abdul Muttalib and Abdullah bin Zubair bin Awam bin Khuwailid. So this is the beautiful lineage of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and how he gets related to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this beautiful chain. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who he is the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Another relationship is that the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, again Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was the beloved grandson of Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How is that? It is so that the beloved daughter of Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidatuna Ummul Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the wife of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, the children that were born to this blessed couple were Siddiqi from the side of their father, and Alavi, Fatimi, and Hassani from the side of their mother. So this is another beautiful relationship that gets established between the family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the blessed household, the blessed family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful relationship that is established between Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the blessed household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the beloved son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was brought up by Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He's also the cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So all these relationships are established between Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he is the one who looked after the beloved son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this also highlights the love that Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and vice versa. So from the perspective of this relationship, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became the stepson of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. However, the children that were born to him will be referred to as Siddiqi. They will be counted amongst the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And all the children that were born to Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they were the step siblings of Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So we come to know again that how beloved these families were to each other, that if there were any kind of ill feelings between Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then why would Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem look after the son of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? So this also establishes the great love between both these families, that how they were beloved to not only each other but also to the offspring of each other. Now another beautiful relationship that was established between both these families was that the beloved son of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's blessed wife Shaharbano, and the wife of the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, were both sisters. Now in other words, the daughter-in-laws of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anh and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu were both sisters. So husbands of the sisters of each other's wives. This is the relationship that gets established between them. And a beautiful fact also mentioned over here, that the wife of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Shahar Bano. And now, what was the reason for her name being Shahar Bano? Regarding this, it is stated that after marrying his son, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to Shahar Bano, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem went to them to congratulate them. And upon this, he was told that her name is Kehan Bano. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem asked that what does it mean? To which he was told that it means Sayyidatu dunya wal-akhirah, meaning the leader of the world and the hereafter. Upon this, he said that the leader of this world and the hereafter is the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So after this, he karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem named her Sayyidatul Balad, meaning the leader of the city, i.e. Shahar Bano. And she became renowned and famous with this very name after this. So this is how the wife of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Shahar Bano, she got this name. It was given by none other than Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And now another relationship that gets established between them is that the name of the mother of Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Sayyidatuna Umme Farwa bint Qasim bin Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, whereas his father's name is Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Baqir bin Ali Zainul Abidin bin Hussein bin Ali al-Murtaza. So this way, from the side of his mother, he is Siddiqi, and from the side of his father, his lineage meets Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, i.e. from the side of his mother, he is Siddiqi, and from the side of his father, he is Alawi and Fatimi. Sayyiduna Ja'far bin Umme Arwa binte Qasim bin Muhammad bin Abi Bakr and Sayyiduna Ja'far bin Muhammad Baqir bin Ali Zainul Abidin bin Hussein bin Ali al-Murtaza. And now another relationship that gets established between both these beautiful families is that the granddaughter of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning the daughter of Sayyiduna Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidatuna Safiya binti Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the wife of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This way, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also the son-in-law of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this way, the children that were born to him were Siddiqi from the side of their mother and Alawi and Fatimi from the side of their father. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, these were just few relationships that were established between the family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the blessed family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And these relationships are those that in a way you can call them to be man-made relationships. And these are those relationships that a person will not engage in without having profound love and reverence for each other. So the establishing of this relationship between both these families highlights the level and the extent of love and affection that both these families, the family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, had for each other. Both of them loved each other immensely, and these relationships are open and evident proof for this. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, one great way to observe the love that both these families had was that they both had mutual names for their children in both their families. It is understood that you name your child after someone who is beloved to you. So you don't name your children after someone whom you don't love. So example of this great love between both these families, between the family of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and between the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, can also be observed from this very angle as well. How? We come to know that the two daughters of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu were named Umme Kulsoom, and the youngest daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also called Umme Kulsoom. Now one son of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Abdurrahman. Similarly, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu named one of his sons as Abdurrahman. One grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Qasim, and Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu named one of his sons as Qasim as well. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu named one of his sons as Abu Bakr, and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem kept the kunyah, the patronymic of his son Muhammad Asghar, as Abu Bakr. So we come to know from this perspective as well how beloved both these families were to each other, how much love they had for each other. As Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he kept the patronymic of his son Muhammad Asghar as Abu Bakr. On the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept the patronymic of his son. Again, if there were any ill feelings between these families or between both of them, then why would they keep the patronymic of their children on the name of the other person? And we further come to know that they named their children after the names of each other. So this wouldn't be possible, dear viewers of Madani Channel, without having profound love and affection for each other. So in today's episode, we tried to establish the love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time, the love that the household of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And again, we come to know that the more love one holds for the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and in return, the more love the family of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam holds for the other individual, also highlights his eminence, his greatness, and his excellence. So we come to know from this perspective as well that there's no one who meets Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu from this perspective as well. And how could anyone meet Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in any aspect when he is the most elite after the prophets? So we know that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is highly ranked, the most highly ranked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the prophets. So of course, his love for the household of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would also be above everyone, and also the honor and dignity he would hold in the sight of the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would also be above everyone. So may our lives be sacrificed upon the eminence, upon the greatness of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. The most elite after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Siddiq-e-Akbar, Siddiq-e-Akbar.